Listening to the Dead by Katie Himes. Tuesday's Child.
Right. You're here to report your daughter missing?
Yes.
When did she go missing?
It's hard to say.
Start from the beginning.
From the beginning.
What's her name?
Ruby Tully.
How old is she?
22.
And when did you last see her?
Yesterday afternoon, about 5 p.m.
Right.
I should have called you before. I wish I'd called you before, but we didn't know what to think, you see.
Okay.
She came to our house with a little girl. She's got a little girl called Tuesday.
It's unusual.
Yeah, I know.
So, she came to your house?
This is the thing. We hadn't seen her for a long time, and then she turned up on the doorstep and asked us, me and my wife. Mm-hmm. My wife was out of the shops, but me and my wife, could we look after the little one for a couple of hours? Because she had something she needed to do, and could we do that?
Keep going.
So we say yes. I say yes. I mean, we're delighted. I was delighted. Chance to get an older little girl. Chance maybe to have her back in our lives. Have both of them, you know. So she goes off and Tuesday, the little one, she's as good as gold. Kisses her mother goodbye. Doesn't get upset at being left, you know. Bearing in mind that she doesn't know us at all. The little girl, I mean. So her mother, my daughter, goes off and she's waving. Waving at the end of the street. Tuesday's waving back. I'm waving back. Sorry.
What?
It's too much detail, isn't it? Too much detail. I mean, you don't need to know this much, do you?
It's fine. Go on, in your own time.
Anyway, this is the thing about my daughter. She's diagnosed schizophrenic. But I don't think she's actually schizophrenic. I don't. This is the bit my wife didn't want me to tell you.
Right. Okay.
She hears voices. She hears voices, but I think the voices are real.
Okay.
My wife didn't want me to say anything because then you would think I was mad as well as Ruby and then you wouldn't go looking for her, but I want to tell you the truth. I want to be honest. I've not always been an honest man, but now it's important to me to tell only the truth, do you see?
Right.
Anyway, perhaps it's not relevant, the part about Ruby being psychic. All I'm saying is that I don't think there's anything wrong with her. I don't think that's why she's gone missing. And when I saw her, she was so well. She was so happy. And Tuesday keeps asking us, where's Mummy? And we say that she'll be back, but we don't know. Do we? Because where is she? And I don't think that she would have left that little girl.
Where was she living?
She lived on this commune. A sort of farm commune in Wiltshire. Well, she came and went from there. And they're all hippies, you know, alternative types. Not bad people. Well, not as far as we know. They seem to look after Ruby. They look after each other. But we've never met any of them. We've never been there. She didn't want us there. I mean, relations weren't close. I mean, we loved her and everything. We still do.
What did they say?
Not much.
I told you.
But they listened. They wrote things down.
What did they write?
Whatever I told them.
Did you tell them she was schizophrenic?
Yes.
Did you tell them that you've got a criminal record?
No.
Because if they find out...
What? What's going to happen?
They'll stop bothering.
I don't think that's true. Just because someone's got a criminal record doesn't mean they can just abandon you. Just abandon your missing... Yes, love?
I want the big head.
Yes, love.
Mum coming in now.
Hello, DS Jones speaking.
It's Frank Tully here.
Oh, hello, Frank.
You said I could call if there was anything, if I thought of any detail, you know.
Go on.
Well, this is going to sound daft. Really sort of out there.
Okay.
I keep getting this name in my head, on sort of repeat. And it sounds like my daughter's voice. Which it can't be, obviously.
What's the name?
It's Tom.
Tom... just Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous, I know. But it keeps coming up. I woke up this morning and I thought, Tom, and I think it's got something to do with Ruby.
Okay.
I don't want you to think that I'm making claims to psychic ability. I have no psychic ability whatsoever. My grandmother was very gifted in that way, and my daughter, I believe she's the same, but I'm not. I'm very ordinary. But all the same, I had to ring you, because the voice won't go away.
Well, I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
Because you hear things about how the police use psychics to help find missing people. That psychics help the police with their investigations sometimes, and I never know if that's true.
Tom. Okay.
I mean, I don't know anyone with that name. I don't know that she knew anyone of that name either. But then I didn't know any of the people that she knew. But then it's probably nothing, is it? It's probably me wasting your time.
Well, I think I'll make a trip to that commune. I think I'll drive over there and have a chat with some of them. Got to start somewhere, haven't we?
Thank you. Thank you for taking me seriously.
Okay, I'll keep you posted.
The man in the drive was wearing a purple skirt with stars scattered all over it, and nothing on his chest except some orange beads. Detective Sergeant Jones suddenly felt self-conscious in her policewoman's skirt, her policewoman's shoes, with her policewoman's hair. But the man smiled a big, open, twinkly smile.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Oliver.
I'm Detective Sergeant Jones.
What can we do for you?
I'm trying to contact a woman called Ruby Tully. I believe she lives here.
Ruby? Yes, that's right, she does.
Is she here? Is she here now?
Not right now, no. She's travelling at the moment.
Have you had any contact with Ruby while she's been away?
No. No, I haven't. One of the others might have done, I'm not sure.
Okay. And when was the last time she was here?
She left here a week ago, maybe.
And do you know where she was going?
I think she was going to see her parents.
Right.
Is everything all right?
Well, 5 days ago she left her daughter with her parents, said she'd be back in 2 hours and then never returned.
Is that right?
So naturally they're very concerned, and the little girl is obviously missing her mother.
Tuesday.
Sorry?
That's her name, the little girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah, unusual.
And not for round here.
Right. Yes, of course.
We've got an India, a moon star and two cinnamons.
Two cinnamons?
That's right.
Boys or girls?
One's a boy, one's a girl.
Have you got anyone called Tom?
Tom?
Is there anyone living here called Tom?
No. No, actually. Why? Who's Tom?
Oh, it was just something that her father mentioned.
I don't know anyone called Tom.
Is there anyone else I can talk to? Anyone else here?
They're all out at the moment. You could come back later.
At this moment, a white girl in a sari came out of the house.
What's happening?
This is Sergeant Jones.
A detective, Sergeant Jones.
Sorry. Yes, she's a detective. She's looking for Ruby.
Ruby's missing.
Properly missing.
She left her daughter with her parents and she hasn't come back.
She left her daughter?
That's right.
She'd never leave her daughter.
And that's what they said.
Something's happened to her.
And that's what they think. Was she in a relationship with anyone? Do you know if she had a boyfriend? What?
She was seeing Oliver. She was seeing you, wasn't she?
Me?
Wasn't she?
But it wasn't anything serious. I mean, I wouldn't call it a relationship.
What was it then?
We were just sleeping together.
I see.
I mean, we didn't... There was no commitment.
And are you still... Were you still before she went away?
Yeah. Yes. On a sort of casual basis. But I didn't expect her to keep in touch when she went away. It was a no-strings kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, now that you say that she's gone and she's not taking the child, well, obviously that's a worry. It is.
It really is.
But I can't shed any light on her whereabouts.
Okay. Well, I'd like to talk to other members of the household later on today, if that's okay. Is that okay?
Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
D.S. Jones waited all day for the others to come back. They were mostly friendly and unguarded, concerned and helpful. But Maggie left with no new information.
Where the hell have you been?
Wiltshire.
Wiltshire?
Looking for that girl.
Did you get anywhere?
No, sir. But the dad, the girl's father, his name's Frank Tully. He thinks...
Frank Tully?
Yeah.
Frank Tully. Where do I know that name from?
I don't know, sir.
Frank Tully. He was on the telly. Got done for faking his psychic powers.
Did he?
Or was it tax evasion?
I don't know, boss.
I can't remember now. But I don't want you wasting all your time on his daughter. We've got other things going on, other priorities. It's not our job to go chasing after every nutter who goes AWOL.
But, sir, I don't think she is a nutter.
You're a detective sergeant now.
Yeah, I know, but...
And you deserved it. You worked your arse off. Don't ruin it.
We should tell her.
Tell her what?
That Ruby might not come back.
We can't tell her that.
Well, she keeps asking.
Well, we'll just keep saying soon. Soon she'll be back soon.
And what if she's not, Peggy?
But she will be.
I think something terrible's happened.
Don't say that.
Where do you think she is, Peggy? Where exactly do you think she is?
She's travelling.
Without Tuesday?
Yeah.
And not sent us one postcard?
Yeah.
Not rung us up once?
Because she feels bad. She feels guilty for running off.
Peggy.
It is possible. It is, with her problems, with her mind, the way it is. I mean, anything is possible.
I think we've got to face it.
I can't. I can't, Frank.
Is Mum coming?
Not today, sweetheart. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
We've got to tell her something.
I don't want her to be scared. Scared of the world.
What's she going to think if Ruby never comes back?
But she will come back.
She's going to grow up thinking that her mother just abandoned her. That her mother didn't love her.
She's such a lovely girl.
She is.
She's lovely and normal. I mean, there's not a hint of anything. If she carries on like this, it'll be wonderful.
And she did carry on like this, despite the fact that her mother had vanished into thin air. In the main, Tuesday seemed like a perfectly ordinary girl.
I had this weird dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was trying to talk to me, but I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear what she was saying.
What did the woman look like?
She looked a bit like me.
Really?
Do you think it was my mum?
Sounds like it was.
Do you think she was trying to contact me through my dream?
I don't think so, love. I don't think that's how dreams work. I mean, dreams are just dreams. They don't mean anything, do they?
I just thought... I don't know.
Where's your tie?
My tie?
You haven't got your tie on?
Oh.
I'll get it. You finish your breakfast.
Thanks. Thanks, Nan.
Tuesday?
Yeah?
Can you just... If you ever have that dream again, I want you to listen really hard, really carefully.
In my sleep, you mean?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay.
Anything. Anything she says, you write it down when you wake up. Promise me.
Okay.
Tuesday?
Yeah?
Here's your tie.
Thanks.
You got to get a move on. You missed the bus.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye.
Frank and Peggy watched her running down the front path for the bus. Long, skinny legs, straight black hair. They both love the bones of her.
I know what you're going to say and I don't want to hear it.
She could have the gift, Peggy.
There is no gift. There is no bloody gift. All right.
She dreamed about her mother.
She's bound to dream about her now and again. She's bound to.
But Ruby was trying to tell her something in the dream.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't, Frank, because it wasn't real.
I want to tell her.
Tell her what?
Who she is. Where she comes from.
She knows. She knows who she is.
I want to tell her about her great-great-grandmother, Clara. And how she saw the First World War coming.
Over my dead body.
What are you so afraid of?
That you're going to give her ideas.
In this regard, Peggy's fears were unfounded. Frank was not going to live much longer, and this greatly diminished his chances of giving Tuesday ideas. 6 months later, he was dying from prostate cancer, and Tuesday was saying goodbye.
Hey. Hey, Tuesday.
Yeah?
I want you to write down your dreams.
What?
Write them down every morning and keep them like a diary. And if I turn up, if you dream about me when I'm dead, make sure you listen to me. Okay?
Okay.
And remember, I'll be watching you, looking out for you.
I love you, Granddad.
I love you too.
Frank died that night. And in the morning, Tuesday wrote something down, just as she was instructed. She wrote down a series of letters and numbers. TOM23R. She had no idea why she did this.
Sorry.
Don't sorry. Say sorry.
I should be strong.
You are strong.
I shouldn't let you see me like this.
Why?
I shouldn't let it get to me.
But you loved him and he loved you.
He didn't.
Of course he did.
He didn't love me at all.
The house felt much emptier and sadder without Frank. And somehow the loss of him amplified all the other losses.
Do you think he knows that I exist?
Who, love?
My dad.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because if he knew, if he did know, then he'd just come and find me, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
I wish I knew who he was. Then I'd just go and find him.
Someone did try to tell her who he was. Very occasionally, someone would whisper her father's name into her ear while she was sleeping. But Tuesday never seemed to retain the information when she woke up. Now and again, she would catch sight of a teenage girl in a blue dress trailing water through Peggy's suburban kitchen. And she never said a word about the girl, to Peggy or anyone else. It may be that Tuesday simply had a stronger instinct for self-preservation than Ruby. It may be that despite inheriting the gift, it had been watered down somehow. Watered down so much that even Tuesday was hardly aware of it. Until she grew up. Until she turned 33.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Are we going to get pissed? Let's get really, really pissed. I mean, like, annihilated. That would be ideal. Come on, what can I get you?
Oh, Dan.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Shit.
Dan?
What?
Well, I thought you might be a tiny bit pleased.
Pleased?
Yeah.
I've got 3 kids. I'm sorry, but this is a disaster for me.
Well, this is going well.
Maybe you wanted a baby.
I didn't. I don't.
Really?
I don't know what I think right now, okay?
So you're thinking you might not have it?
I don't know, Dan. I thought I'd talk it through with the father of the baby. I thought we'd have this, like, careful, considered discussion of what we should do.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've got no money.
I've got no money either.
I'm not in a position to support another child. I've already got children.
I know.
You haven't even met them.
Oh, because you didn't want me to.
Because it's too early.
Well, I know. I think it's too early too. Look, what I was thinking is that I could not have it and then we could stay together and then decide that we do want to have a child and then not be able to have one because I'm too old or because you're too old and then we'll be so haunted by what we've done in not having this one that it ruined the relationship. Whereas if we have it and then things work out, then we'll just feel that it was meant to be. Do you know what I mean?
So, you want to keep it? You want to keep the baby?
I don't know.
It sounds like you do.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
And it sounds like you don't.
How are you? You okay?
Not bad, love.
Brought you some flowers.
No, splashing out, are we?
they're only tulips.
Very nice. Shall I pour the tea?
Or shall I do it?
Oh, go on then. These hands are bloody useless.
Don't say that.
Drives me mad.
Nam, I've got some news.
Good or bad?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, pregnant?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I thought you might not approve.
Why?
Because I'm not married.
I wasn't married to your granddad.
Weren't you?
Not these.
I didn't know that.
Your mother certainly wasn't married to your father, whoever he was. So you're just keeping up with family tradition.
That's a nice way to look at it.
You'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine.
Did my mum... Did she never say anything, ever, about my dad?
She really didn't.
When she was at school, did she ever have a boyfriend?
Not that I know of. Not that we ever met. There was a boy. There was a boy who lived in our street, but he wasn't a boyfriend, more of a friend.
Can you remember his name?
He was lovely.
What number did he live at?
Oh, I can't remember. Was it 24?
Do you know what happened to him?
No idea, love. No idea at all. It was ever such a long time ago.
Could it have been him?
Who?
The boy. Could he have been my dad?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any chance of that.
Why?
He was coloured.
He was black?
Not black, not black. He was brown, pale brown.
Oh, so he was mixed race?
What's that, love?
What was his name?
I can't remember.
On the way home, Tuesday passed a hot dog stall in the street. And the smell of frying onions made her feel so nauseous, she had to stop and throw up into the gutter.
Oh. Hello?
It's me.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about the other night.
It's okay.
It's not.
Okay, it's not.
It's just a shock. If you tell me again, I'll do it better. So tell me again.
Okay. Dan, I'm pregnant.
You're not.
I am.
Well, that's brilliant. That's completely brilliant.
Yeah, right.
It is. It is brilliant. We'll make it brilliant. We will. But honestly, if you want it, if you do, then... okay.
That night, she dreamed that a woman in ruby red slippers was whispering into her ear.
T-O-M-2-3-R. T-O-M-2-3-R. T-O-M-2-3-R.
Hello?
Tuesday.
Hello?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
T-O-M-2-3-R.
Are you real? Or unreal?
I'm here. I'm really here.
Can I tell you about my dream?
Yeah.
So, I dreamed last night that my mum had a message for me. Oh. She whispered in my ear. She said, T-O-M-2-3-R. What do you think that could mean?
It sounds like a car registration plate.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
But why would she whisper a car registration plate?
Well, I mean, it was a dream. I mean, dreams aren't... well, they don't have logic, do they?
But I think it really might have been her.
Well, what do you mean?
Do you think the police would talk to me?
About what?
About my mum. About the case. About if they ever had any leads. All of that stuff. Do you think they would?
Well, probably. I mean, why wouldn't they?
I want to talk to the people who tried to find her. I want to know what it is that they knew, if anything. I don't know why I've never done it before.
That day, Tuesday didn't go to work. Instead, she walked into the nearest police station and asked how she could find out more about her mother. A week later, she received a call from a retired police officer called Maggie Jones. Tuesday liked her immediately, trusted her enough to tell her the mad thing about the registration plate.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Why?
Your granddad. He came to me with the name Tom.
Really?
But I couldn't find anyone connected to your mother, to Ruby, who had that name.
Oh, right.
He said that his grandmother was a famous psychic.
Did he really?
Yes. Yes. I remember because I looked her up. Clara Tolley was her name. And he thought that your mother, Ruby, might be psychic too.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
No one told you?
No, I don't really know anything about my family. I mean, we don't really tell stories. Like, I don't really know anything about my mum. I might go up there to the commune, see if there's anyone still there who knew her.
Hello? Can I help you?
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't think anyone was at home. No one answered the door, so...
I was in the garden.
Sorry.
Can I help you?
Not really. I was just looking at the house. I used to live here when I was little.
Really?
Have you lived here a long time?
40 years.
Well, then you must have been here when I was here. You must have known my mum.
What's your mother's name?
Ruby Tully.
Are you
Ruby's daughter?
Yes. Did you know her?
I did know her, yes.
Oh, well, that is wonderful.
Are you Tuesday?
Yes.
Well, how lovely to see you.
Oh, you don't mind. You don't mind me calling?
Not at all.
I just wanted to come and see it, to see the house. Did you know her well, my mum?
I did. I did know her quite well. I was in love with her.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I was devastated when she went missing.
What's your name?
I'm Oliver.
Is there any chance that you might be my dad?
Sorry?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I shouldn't just come out with it, something like that. I'm so sorry. It's just I've never met my dad. I mean, I don't know. I've got no idea who he is, and I just thought it could be you, but...
It's not me.
Oh, right.
I mean, your mother had you before we ever met.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, please don't be. It's fine. It was a silly idea. Bit of a random question. Some woman turns up, says, are you my dad? Sorry.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Well, who lives here now?
It's just myself, my wife and the children.
Oh, that's nice.
Everyone else sort of drifted off. You know, I got left with the place.
Well, it's a very lovely place.
Why not have a look around?
Really?
Sure. Have a wander. Then come in for some tea, if you like.
Oh, are you sure?
Sure. We can talk about Ruby.
That'd be great.
And so she did have a wander into the garden. And then a voice in her head whispered,
not that way.
What?
Not that way.
Why?
It's somewhere else.
What somewhere else?
What am I looking for? Over there.
Over here?
You're getting warmer.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
By a stone wall, there was a sort of outbuilding with blue doors and peeling paint. Tuesday peered through the window. There it sat. A yellow Ford Cortina with the registration TOM23R.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just having a wander. But I need to go now.
I thought you were staying for tea.
I was, but I had a phone call and it was urgent.
How did you get a phone call?
Sorry?
There's no signal out here.
Isn't there?
Did you get a signal?
Yeah, my phone is quite weird. It just does sometimes pick up stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it was lovely to meet you.
Oh, it was really lovely to meet you. Well, I better go. It's a work emergency thing.
Well, come back. Come back any time.
I will. I'll come back really soon.
And he stood there at the end of the drive, and he smiled his twinkly smile. And she couldn't get the car into reverse. Her hands were sweating. Her heart was beating. For a moment, she felt like a girl in a horror film.
I found the car.
You found the car?
With that registration plate. It's just sitting in the garage at the place she used to live. Do you think it means anything?
Well, it must mean something, mustn't it? I mean, for you to dream that and then just see it there.
This man, Oliver, still lives there. He said he used to be in love with Ruby.
Did he? Did he say that?
When the police came to take away the yellow Ford Cortina, Oliver acted as if he didn't much care, as if the police were making an error which could only embarrass them. And because he appeared so unafraid, so calm, so together, his wife couldn't believe it when 4 days later he was actually arrested.
I heard her voice, Dan. I heard it in my head, telling me where to look.
That is weird.
And then I saw the car, like, with the registration plate.
That's really weird. But maybe... Well, maybe you just remembered it from when you were little.
I think it's the baby.
The baby? The baby's talking to you?
No, but the baby's making me more...
More
psychic.
The baby has made you psychic?
Yeah.
Because she was retired, Maggie Jones was unable to conduct the interview, but an equally competent female police officer was in charge.
We found strands of Ruby Tully's hair in the boot of your car.
Is that all you've got?
What's funny?
Could I get a cup of tea, please?
A cup of tea?
Yes, please. Just milk, no sugar.
Sure. Could you bring some tea, please?
Yes, Mum.
What's so funny?
Nothing's funny. It's very sad, really. Of course it is. But the thing is, you don't have any evidence, do you? I mean, you just have strands of hair. And what does that mean? It means she was in the car.
Well, the boot is a strange place to find them.
But it's not enough, is it? There's not anything, really.
I think you killed her.
I didn't mean to. I gave her a lift to her parents' house. And on the way there, we had an argument, and I raised my voice, and the little girl, Tuesday, she was asleep at the time, asleep in the back seat, and I woke her up. It's a relief, actually, to talk about it.
What was the argument about?
Our relationship. She wanted to end our relationship.
And you didn't?
No. We hadn't really finished the conversation when Tuesday woke up, so Ruby agreed to meet me. I dropped them off at her parents' house and I waited for her at the end of the road. She left the child with her father and we drove somewhere to finish talking. She told me she was in love with someone else. I wanted to know who it was, but she wouldn't tell me. I didn't mean to hurt her, it was all silly, really. A silly accident. I just hit her and she fell and I thought she was pretending because she didn't move. I was going to call the police and just tell them. That was my first thought. But then, you see, it occurred to me that she was a bit of a drifter, almost nomadic, and that her parents believed she was perfectly mad. I mean, that's why she came to us at the farm. Because she couldn't stand it. She couldn't stand how they judged her, you see. And I thought, well, it might not seem so out of character to them if she doesn't come back. They might just assume that she's gone off somewhere and not bothered to tell anyone.
What did you do with the body?
I drove somewhere very quiet, very isolated, and I dug a great big hole.
Where was this?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I can't remember.
Nan. Nan, I want you to listen to me.
What is it, sweetheart? What's the matter, love? Are you all right? Are you in trouble?
No, I'm not in trouble.
Tell me, you can tell me. We're friends, me and you. We're friends, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
That's good, I'm glad. Yeah. That makes me very happy.
Nan, listen, I've got some news. Big news. And it's not about me. It's about my mum.
What? What is it?
They think she was murdered.
Who's they?
The police.
The police?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all.
Nan!
She's travelling, is Ruby. She's travelling the world.
Tuesday took Peggy's hands in hers. They were swollen and arthritic. Tuesday kissed them. Then for some reason, she began to sing. Sweet and low, wind of
the western sea. What are you doing, you daft bugger?
That night, Tuesday had her clearest dream yet.
Tuesday, wake up.
Yeah.
It's me.
Hello.
I'm buried in a blue field, under an oak tree.
Where's the field? Where's the field, Mum? That's it.
What, here?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop the car. Blimey. That is it. That's the field.
You okay?
Oh, I might be wrong about this.
That's all right.
I'll radio the others.
If I'm right, though.
Yeah.
Will I be allowed to hold the bones? I'd like to hold them in my hands, please, if that's all right. If that's possible. I mean, they're my mum's bones. I mean, I think if anyone's allowed to hold them, like forensics people and DNA people and all those people might not let me. but if anyone should be allowed to hold them, then it should be me. Mum? Mum, are you there? Are we in the right place?
By the time the remains of Ruby Tully had been discovered, it was dark and raining. Her bones were clean and white. And when Tuesday held them in her hands, Ruby's voice was clear as a bell.
You found me.
I found you.
Thank you.
Will you stay with me? Will you keep coming to see me in my dreams?
I will.
I wish you were alive.
I wish I was alive too.
I'm going to have a baby.
I know.
I think it's a boy.
I know it's a boy.
Hey, you know what?
What?
A funny thing happened to my hands.
Ah.
Look at them. Look at them.
That's brilliant.
Like brand new.
What happened?
I think maybe it was you.
Me?
I think maybe you healed me with that song you sang. I'm serious. You think it's impossible, but these things happen. Once in a lifetime. Hey, you know what?
What?
I've started knitting.
Have you?
I'm going to knit a cardigan for the baby.
Oh, great.
Keep them warm in the winter.
Lovely.
Dr. Patel?
Is that Niche?
Yes. Who's that?
This is Ruby Tully's daughter.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. My name's Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thanks so much for ringing.
Oh, it's no problem. No problem at all.
I just saw the news and I was devastated. Yeah. I had to contact you. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. Of course not. It's brilliant, actually, because I hardly knew her. I mean, I was so little when she disappeared and now I hardly know anyone else who knows her either. So it's great. Did you know her really well?
Oh, we grew up together. We lived in the same street for years.
So it is you.
What is me?
My nan said my mother had this friend, this boy, lived in the same street, but I had no idea how to find you.
Oh, we lost touch when I went to university, but we were really close up until then.
So what happened?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. She just stopped calling me. She didn't want to know me, basically.
Is there any chance at all that you could be my dad?
Your dad?
Sorry, I've just got to ask, you know, because I haven't got a clue who he is, and my nan said it couldn't be you, because I'm so white and you're not. But did you ever, I mean, were you ever a couple?
We were, kind of.
I'm so sorry to just ask you out of nowhere.
It's all right, it's fine. the last time I saw Ruby, she came to see me. I was doing my first term in medicine.
Right.
And she slept with this bloke. Can't remember his name. No, it was Ralph. That was it. He was my flatmate. He was a complete arsehole. I mean, she didn't even like him. You see, it still annoys me now. And then we kind of got together on the same weekend.
Oh.
And it was amazing. It was brilliant.
That's nice. That's nice to hear.
But then she wouldn't ring me. She wouldn't call me back after that weekend.
Do you think that maybe when she found out that she was pregnant, she just got freaked out?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, she didn't know who the dad was. And then when I was born, when she saw me, she just assumed that it must have been that other boy.
Ralph.
Yeah, who was the dad?
Maybe. I mean, it makes sense.
But isn't there a chance? Isn't there a chance that even though I'm really pale, that I could still be your daughter? I mean, I've got really, like, dark, straight hair. I mean, I don't see why it couldn't be you who's my dad instead of that other one.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm afraid.
Hmm?
I'm afraid that when the baby's born, I'll stop being psychic. Because, I mean, that's when it started, when I got pregnant. Or rather, when I started feeling pregnant.
But you kind of had it before, didn't you? You just didn't realise.
Yeah, but it was like the volume went right up. I mean, right up. But does that mean it'll go down again?
I don't know.
I don't want it to. Go away. I mean, I can talk to my mother. I can see her. I can. I don't want her to go anywhere. I want her right here with me.
What if the baby's psychic?
They won't be, not if it's a boy.
Why is that then?
Boys in the family don't seem to have the same thing.
Well, maybe he'll be the first.
Oh, it's not true, actually. My granddad was a bit psychic. Just a little bit. He knew half a number plate, didn't he?
That's true.
Dad?
Yeah?
It's Tuesday.
I know.
I just like saying that. I just like saying, Dad, it's Tuesday. Will you say something at the funeral about the person she was and why she was so lovely?
I'd love to.
You okay?
You all right?
I feel a bit nervous.
Nervous of what?
Standing up there, in front of everyone.
You'll be fine.
The funeral was held, and rightly so, on a Tuesday. In the church, a gallery of ghosts stood watching. A girl in a soaking wet blue dress. Her name is Emily Cartwright. Her sister Clara is there too. Clara is Tuesday's celebrated psychic great-great-grandmother. Clara's father Enoch, her mother Harriet, and her husband George are all with her, as are their four sons, Charlie the goalkeeper, Robin the poet, Finley the heartbreaker, Joe the saint, and his wife Eloise. And of course, there's Frank too.
Lovely to see you, Grandad. We're here today to celebrate the life of Ruby Tully, a woman who I remember in fragments, who I see in my dreams. And I can safely say that she's here with us now.
And of course I was. I was right there, with the Cartwrights and the Tullys, with all my family, with the dead and the living.
Sweet and low, sweet and low, wind of the western sea, low, low, breathe and blow, wind of the western sea, over the rolling waters go. Come from the dying moon and blow, blow him again to me. Warm my little one, warm my pretty one, sleeps.
In Tuesday's Child by Katie Hymns, Tuesday was played by Rosa Yevtushenko, Rose Hilton-Hilly and Jeannie Spark. Ruby was Amy Metcalf, Dan was Harry Jardine and Nish was Paul Baisley. Peggy was played by Lisa Stevenson and Frank by David Seddon. Maggie was Carolyn Pickles, her boss was Sean Murray and the new DI was Georgie Fuller. And Oliver was played by Joel McCormack and Michael Burtonshaw. Tuesday's Child was directed by Jessica Drongoole.